ahead and start the recording.
We're recording, sorry.
Oh, thank you, thank you. The warning didn't pop up, so thank you. This is the June 25, 2024 Thurston County Land Use Hearing Calendar. I am Sharon Rice. I'm an attorney who works exclusively as a hearing examiner. I am on contract with Thurston County and about 12 other cities and counties, largely up and down the I-5 corridor. I have been appointed by the Thurston County Commissioners to provide this service, and pursuant to that appointment, I have jurisdiction to hear and to decide the items on today's agenda. Here at the 10 o'clock hour, I am considering file 2023-103771. This is known as the City of Lacey Municipal Wastewater Facility Lift Station 23 Special Use Permit. The property under discussion is located at 4611 20th Way Northeast in unincorporated Thurston County with a Lacey address. If you need to get my attention in today's proceedings, you can call me Examiner Rice or Ms. Rice. Anybody who is participating and has requests on how they should be addressed, please let us know when you first testify. Today's hearing is, of course, being conducted virtually on the Zoom platform, and Zoom is making a recording of this meeting. I may look at this recording, but it's crucial that the recording capture all testimony, particularly the audio portion of this hearing that is crucial. So I need to ask folks to help me make sure all testimony is audible by doing the following. You've already muted your audio. Please do keep your audio muted when you're not testifying. Please check cell phones and other noise-making devices in your environment to make sure they won't interrupt your testimony. Please remember that despite the fact that it's a virtual hearing, it is a legal proceeding and we should conduct ourselves accordingly. If we have any disruption, audio disruption, I will first look for the tile that's lighting up. I will ask Ms. Katie's assistance in muting any unintentional noise. If we have any intentional disruptions today, I will be asking her assistance to remove the disruptors from the meeting. As we go forward, in order to make sure all testimony is audible, I will ask everyone to testify one at a time to the extent that you can. Try not to speak over each other. And let's just acknowledge I will do the most speaking over other people as I interrupt today. I apologize in advance for that. When it is your turn to testify, the first time that you speak, I will ask that you please state and spell your name for the record, and then please give me your job title or the name of your relationship to this proceeding, consultant, whatever your correct title should be in the findings. And then I will ask you please to take an oath to tell the truth before you provide any testimony, and I will interrupt you if you don't go through all those steps before you begin to testify. Just a warning. In Washington State, the Washington State Appearance of Fairness statute applies to land use hearings. That statute requires decision makers to be free from bias or prejudice. And so I will make the following disclosures. Again, I work on contract for Thurston County. I'm not a county employee, and I don't own any property or have family or close friends who own property anywhere near the proposal that's being considered today. I have not had conversations with any party, not staff, not applicant, and not the public, regarding the merits of the proposal. And because those facts are true, I believe I can issue an impartial decision in this request. Please know anyone who thinks they have grounds to challenge my impartiality is required to raise that challenge at their first opportunity. And if you're in this meeting, that would be in your testimony today. I like to try to explain to folks that in a land use permit hearing, it is not the number of people for or against a proposal that is determinative. Permits are not decided by vote or popularity or by consensus. As the county's examiner, I am charged with reviewing the evidence and determining whether, on balance, it succeeds in demonstrating compliance with the permit criteria for approval and applicable development standards. If there are any questions, if the evidence fails to demonstrate compliance as to any required criteria or development standard, an examiner does not have authority to approve a permit. And conversely, if the evidence clearly demonstrates compliance, an examiner does not have authority to deny a permit. So please keep in mind, it is the relevance, it is the evidence, the balance of evidence that is relevant to the final outcome of this proceeding and not popularity of a given proposal. In this, as in all applications for land development, the applicant is the party who bears the burden of proof, and that legal term simply means the applicant is the party whose job it is to provide the evidence that does succeed in demonstrating compliance with the criteria for approval. However, and despite of that burden being on the applicant, we do hear from county staff first in Thurston County. So order of testimony will be first county staff, then applicants, and then the public. If we have public comment, there will be responses first from county staff and last from the applicant, because as the party with the burden, they get the last say in today's hearing. In virtual hearings, it is my practice to hold the record open briefly after close of the hearing to allow for participants who attempted to participate but had technology issues that prevented their participation to submit post-hearing written public comment. This is an opportunity for the public. It is expressly to provide an opportunity for public comment. The brief period that I will hold the record open is 2 days. Please know if we do receive post-hearing comment that falls within that period from people who had technology problems, there will be a 2-day opportunity during which I will request both staff and applicants to respond to that timely post-hearing public comment from people who had technology problems. This post-hearing comment and any other documents that are submitted after today's hearing should be emailed to the hearing clerk, Ms. Sonia Cady. At the end of today's hearing, I will be taking the exhibits that are admitted and all of your testimony under advisements. I will have, per county code, a 10 business day decision issuance deadline. Because of the post-hearing comment opportunity, and also the response opportunity, that creates a schedule for that post-hearing deadline. So at the end of the hearing, I will go over those dates. You will know exactly when post-hearing comment is due, when responses are due, when any other documents that are admitted are due, and exactly on what date you can expect the decisions to be issued. As we go forward today, I will remind Ms. Cady, as always, she is deputized to interrupt at any point to bring procedural issues to my attention if there's something I'm missing that needs to be addressed. Lastly, I just want to acknowledge the exhibits that I received in this matter before today's hearing. From county staff, I received a staff report. It will be Exhibit 1 for the record, and attached to it, spelled out in detail on page 15, are attachments A through U. I'm not going to read that list for the record. I also received before today's hearing a public comment that's admitted as a comment, I'm sorry, as Exhibit 2A. That was an email dated June 12th. So that was a comment the county received after publication of the staff report, and that comment is admitted. I trust it's been forwarded to the applicants for their review, and if not, we'll make sure they have time to look at that and respond to it. You're done listening to my opening remarks. With that, let's please have county staff unmute, state and spell your name, and allow me to, oh, give us your job title and allow me to swear you in.
Heather Tchaikovsky, H-E-A-T-H-E-R-T-S-C-H-A-E-K-O-F-S-K-E, an associate planner and biologist with community planning.
I'll ask you please to raise your right hand to take the oath. Do you swear or affirm that your testimony today will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you, and please go ahead, Ms. Tchaikovsky.
Okay, I apologize ahead because I'm probably going to be coughing. This is for project 2023-103771, permit for special use and variance. The applicant is the City of Lacey. The applicant requests a special use permit, or SUP, to construct a submersible wastewater lift station 23 on a vacant lot within the new Pleasant Glade development. Attachments B, C, D, E, H, K, L, and M. The existing lift station has become unreliable and requires improvements to address capacity and condition issues. Due to site limitations and capacity issues, the existing lift station on the same subject parcel needs to be relocated to a vacant lot within the preliminarily approved Pleasant Glade plat development, which will be located at 4611 20th Way Northeast. The proposed improvements on the site are as follows. There will be a duplex submersible station, 8-foot inside diameter wet well, 4-foot diameter upstream manhole, 16 by 8 by 5 valve vault, electrical and controls panels, diesel powered standby generator with sub base fuel tank, flow meter, 8-inch diameter force main, 12-inch diameter gravity sewer, landscaping buffer, 6-foot chain link fence and gate for security, site light and pavement surfacing, abandonment of the existing lift station and connection to the existing sewer system. Most of the structures will be below grade, with the exception of the potable water equipment, electrical equipment, awning, and standby generator. The facility will be owned and operated by the City of Lacey. The proposed use requires Thurston County Hearings Examiner approval of SUP. The applicant has also submitted a variance request for several of the landscaping requirements, attachments E, F, G, and J. Written notice of the public hearing was sent to all property owners and was published in the Olympian on June 14, 2024, at least 10 days prior to the hearing. Attachment A. A notice of application was mailed to property owners within 300 feet of the site on August 18, 2023. Attachment N. The subject property is zoned low density residential 0-4 in the Lacey urban growth area of Thurston County, which permits pumping lift stations or similar regulatory appurtenances for the distribution of water through the special use permit process per Thurston County Code, or TCC 21.66.020C2. Surrounding land use consists of single family residential parcels to the north, undeveloped parcels to the east and south, and open space institutional district to the west, which is the site of Pleasant Glade Elementary School. Attachment R. The 5.66 acre site is situated at the end of 20th Way Northeast. The site is currently mostly undeveloped, with only an existing sewer lift station along the west property line. 20th Way Northeast is improved up to the west property line, where a temporary cul-de-sac resides. The site generally slopes to the east. Water and sewer are currently stubbed to the property. The property is partially forested and is currently designated as Lot 1 of Stanton Short Plat SS18-114343, Attachment T. There is a wetland to the east and north of the project area. Wetland consultant Acera completed a wetland delineation and rating for the Pleasant Glade preliminary plat in 2017, and the delineation flags were survey located and the appropriate buffers applied. Attachment O. The subject property is mapped within wetlands and critical aquifer recharge areas. The applicant submitted a critical area report prepared by ESA consulting firm dated October 2022, attachment I, which was determined to be null and void while the subject property is still under the preliminary plat vesting. Offsite wetlands A and B were delineated previously in 2017 as category 4 wetlands during the preliminary plat review, with standard wetland buffers of 160 feet each. Both wetland buffers encroach onto the subject property. The proposed lift station will be located on the future Lot 1 of the preliminarily approved Pleasant Glade plat, well outside the established wetland buffers on site. Attachment O. Subject property is mapped within critical aquifer recharge area 2 and 1. Proposed lift stations must comply with the provisions of TCC 24.10.100 for agriculture, commercial, and industrial general standards. Staff from the Environmental Health and Development Services departments reviewed the submitted IPMP and drainage design and approved the proposed use within the mapped CARA. Attachments E, L, P, and Q. The proposal is well outside map landslide hazard areas on site. A geotechnical report was completed by geoengineers and accepted by county geotechnical staff. Attachment M. The City of Lacey Planning Department was the lead agency for reviewing the proposal through a SEPA environmental checklist. Determination of non-significance was issued by the City of Lacey. Attachment K. As proposed and conditioned, staff believes the proposal complies with all known applicable laws and plans. The proposal meets all development standards outlined in TCC 21.66, 21.87, and the City of Lacey and Thurston County Land Use Plan for the Lacey Urban Growth Area for setbacks, lot coverage, height limits, landscaping, and transportation. Per TCC 21.12.050, the LD 0 to 4 setback standards are intended for uses associated with single-family residences and residential accessory buildings, requiring setbacks of 16 feet from the front property line, 5 feet from side, and 20 feet from the rear property line to an exterior wall. The proposed lift station is to be located on the vacant lot 1 for the preliminarily approved Pleasant Glade plat, which is to be 7,518 square feet. Staff believes that the proposal will not have substantial or undue adverse impact on adjacent property, neighborhood character, natural environment, traffic conditions, parking, public property or facilities, or other matters affecting the public health, safety, and welfare. The proposed utility improvements will improve service to the surrounding community and will be located within close proximity to the existing lift station being replaced. All necessary public facilities, utilities, and services are available to the site and have capacity for the proposed project per the conditions placed by the County Public Works Department and Public Health and Social Services Department, attachments P and Q. The facility is an unattended site with regular maintenance visits. A maintenance vehicle space is shown on the site plan. Environmental performance standards for TCC 21.57 shall be met for the applicant. See attachment H. Construction noise levels are expected to be typical of commercial construction. Noise will be generated during normal facility operation due to pumps and standby generator, but will not exceed noise limits per Thurston County Code. Standard BMPs and erosion control methods plus construction per approved geotechnical report will prevent ground and soil contamination in general. Project shall adhere to City of Lacey utility standards for the sewer lift station. A variance request to the landscaping requirements has been submitted as screening at the front of the site cannot be provided. Grass will be provided along the front of the property and within the open area to maintain visual access, allow easy maintenance for staff, and meet the landscaping needs of the site. Full screening is not feasible at the front of the property due to its potential to block the identification of unauthorized personnel tampering with city's wastewater infrastructure. In addition, due to vehicle turning radius and space needed for maintenance vehicles, the vegetated buffer is limited to 10 feet on all sides of the site. The landscaping variance request is a reasonable request to meet the needs for public safety and protection of a public utility infrastructure. The variance request is still in harmony with the neighborhood, is not detrimental to public welfare or to other land in the vicinity, and is the minimum necessary to make reasonable use of the land for the proposed use. Staff believes that the applicant has demonstrated compliance with applicable criteria for the granting of special use and variance permits. The Public Health and Social Services Department recommends approval of the application, attachment P. Public Works Department recommends approval of the application with conditions, attachment Q. Washington State Department of Ecology submitted comments for the SEPA DNS, attachment K. Olympic Regional Clean Air Agency submitted comments for the SEPA DNS, attachment K. Public comments were submitted in response to the public hearing notice opposing the proposal due to environmental concerns regarding odor, noise, health, safety, and property value impacts. These comments were forwarded to the applicant for consideration. As proposed and conditioned, the application for special use and variance is consistent with Thurston County Comprehensive Plan. Based on the prior analysis, the Community Planning and Economic Development Department concludes that the proposed project, when appropriately conditioned, meets Thurston County requirements for a special use and variance permit upon hearing examiner approval.
Thank you very much. I did have some questions for you. Your staff report refers to the LD 0 to 4 zoning district. My understanding is that district was replaced and it's now the LD0-6 district. So are we properly looking at the LD0-4 zoning standards?
Within the context of the vested preliminary approval, yes.
Okay.
That has been a subject of conversation, and the applicant is aware that if the plans are not turned in advance of expiration of the preliminary plat, we would need to reassess under current standards for the subject lot.
Okay. Help me understand that a little bit better. The plans, how do they protect their vesting? What's the action needed to protect their vesting?
Any site development permitting, such as construction permits or building permits, I'm fairly certain the generator in and of itself requires a building permit. Any permits needed would need to be in review prior to preliminary plat expiration. I hope that they are able to get that all done ahead of time, because it will become a little more complicated. It almost would reopen a lot of the review if we have to look at it under the current subject lot.
Okay. Just for the record, I'd like to add that chapter, LD04, to the record in the event that there's a future appeal, because LD04 is no longer available in the online municipal code. And there are several citations in the staff report to chapter 2113. I think those are typos, because okay, I don't find a 2113, and I assume that you mean 2112.
Let me check. Yeah, that's a typo.
Okay. That's, I occasionally render typos myself, so no problem. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing something.
No.
So I do want to add 2112 to the record. Let us make it the next attachment, Miss Katie, which would be V, attachment V.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much. Great. And then, Ms. Tchaikovsky, I'm having a little bit of a difficult time understanding the two plats. There's the preliminary plat of Pleasant Glade. There's also the short plat. And I'm confused as to, it was your statement that the critical areas report is null and void so long as XYZ. So now I'm confused about what the relationship is between the two plats and where we're really, what is the actual subject property where this is being proposed? Just little things.
The actual subject property is the large 5.66 acre lot for the current recorded short plat.
Okay.
However, because the municipal lift station is proposed on what is going to be a future lot for the Pleasant Glade plat, and it is associated with the utility infrastructures for that preliminary plat, it was determined that we could move forward sort of in this future state review. And I did try to add some conditioning to cover this, if you feel like that needs to be modified to better explain. We can try that.
I am not requesting that at this point. I just want to make sure that my findings are accurate when I'm identifying under what approvals we are currently operating. So,
and it is kind of in a little bit of a gray zone, because we have preliminary approval for Pleasant Glade, but it has not been turned in for final map recording. So until that day occurs, it's still technically the 5.66 acre subject lot.
Okay. The short plat lot. So lot one of the short plat, it's also going to be lot one of the preliminary plat. That's a coincidence. Okay. I think that explains that is enough for me to not state any factual inaccuracies in my findings. What I'm still not clear on is what it means that the critical area report at attachment I is null and void. While which plat is still vested? That's where I'm getting hazy.
Both the short plat and the preliminary plat were using the 2017 wetland review. Thus, the new lift station on the future lot is going to be within that preliminary plat, which is vested for critical area review. When the applicant turned in a new report, the findings were different than the original 2017 report. So at this time, they are still covered under the preliminary plat vesting for the critical areas on site.
Okay. So I'm not supposed to look at attachment I.
Not really.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for spelling that out. That's what I thought was happening, but I needed to have more clarity to make sure I wasn't missing something relevant.
And that attachment I would come into play if we lose the preliminary plat vesting, and this has to be looked at as the lot one of the short plat.
Okay. Thank you. Very helpful to have you just state it like that. I just had a couple of other questions for you on the variance attachment, the variance application in the record. I believe that's at attachment J. I just want to note there's no case number, there's no applicant name or number, there's no dates. It's obviously, this is happening because we're in a virtual land, and so not all of the document came across. I assume at some point you had a full application. This is kind of a partially complete application. Should we substitute that the full information application for this one?
There was an original application, and the prior planner had requested they turn in a revised application, which included the incompatible use buffer, I think was missing from the original description. So when this was turned in, it wasn't physically stamped, I don't believe. And I can send you the first variance application. We should be able to pull that up.
And yeah, I'm just asking because I mean, the application doesn't even actually identify the project. It's kind of blank. So.
Right. Yeah, I think that was submitted virtually and it made it into the system without those numbers being put
Okay.
on.
Okay. Let's do supplement the record with the other application just so we have an application with all the correct information on it. And so let's make that one the W, attachment W. Is that right? Okay, thank you. What's my alphabet? Okay. Thank you for that. More substantively, a question about the variance proposal, Ms. Tchaikovsky. Variance criterion two requires there to be a special circumstance inherent in the land. And so I'm just looking for more testimony from your department about what you would say in directly in response to a question that says, what are the special circumstances inherent in the land that justify granting the variance?
Potentially, it would be the size of the property if we're looking at it through the lens of the future lot. That would obviously not apply if it has to be reviewed under the current lot size, but for the future lot, it's too small to accommodate the infrastructure based on the size of the lot.
Okay. And you know what? I'm not that clear on where is the infrastructure that's being replaced? Where's the existing lift station that's being replaced?
It's along the western property line, and it may be sure. Would show up in some of the preliminary plat site plans. I think you can see it on attachment E.
E.
I believe there's a box along the west side of the property on the first page. Yeah, I think
There it
that's
is.
showing it, that little box.
On sheet two, on the second page.
That sheet two.
Figure two, site plan figure two.
I actually am seeing it better on figure one, which shows the entire, a larger depiction. It's zoomed out and you can see the new road with the cul-de-sac. And there's a small gray box.
Okay.
That is, I believe, where the current lift station is
Thank
located.
you. Thank you. And we'll have the applicants confirm that. Thank
Yeah.
you. Okay. Thanks for calling it out. It was escaping my notice. In addition to there not being information, name, project number on the variance application, there is no date on the determination of non-significance that I can find. I understand the city issued that. I can ask the city that question.
Yeah.
Let me move that question to their list. And then I wanted to ask you, is there anything in particular in the 2022 geotechnical report that you feel should be drawn to my attention?
Not to my knowledge, no. I think that my understanding is because the infrastructure is going underground. The geotech report is probably something that's done normally for these facilities, but I would have to defer to the applicant.
Okay, well, I can ask the applicant that as well. I think I asked that already. I don't know. Do we have members of the public in here who submitted the comments? I'm having a
No, it
hard
looks like
time.
someone else.
It doesn't look like it. I'm having a hard time understanding their concerns. Do you have any response in particular to the comments at Exhibit 2A, Ms. Tchaikovsky?
You know, I'm kind of on the same page with you. I'm not super familiar with, I haven't personally experienced being in proximity to one of these lift stations, so I can't comment on concerns with noise or odor and property value. I would defer to, I did ask the applicant to demonstrate they're meeting those environmental performance standards, and I felt like their response was meeting those standards, but they may be able to explain that a little bit better.
Great. I think, oh, one more. One more. I appreciate the county is now attaching the communication matrices because that raw data can be very useful. So at attachment H, there's a communication matrix. And my question for you about it was, I didn't understand the comment about it needing to be the entire plat and not just lot one regarding the timing of the recording of the final plat, but maybe you've already helped me understand that.
Yeah, that would have been the same issue as to when this all moves forward, if we're still vested.
Thank you. I thought you had, so thank you for that. I don't have other questions for you. Anything else from you at this point, Ms. Tchaikovsky?
No, that's it.
Okay, great. I don't have any particular questions for Public Works. I don't know, Mr. Sain, if there's anything in particular you want to draw to my attention.
No, I have no comment.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's hear from Ms. Peebles. If you could introduce yourself for the record.
Good morning. Dawn Peebles, Environmental Health Program Manager with Public Health and Social Services Environmental Health Division.
Thank you very much. Do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Ms. Peebles, this seems to be uniquely relevant to your department. Could you provide any testimony, please?
Our department did review the project and has recommended approval at attachment P. It is part of City of Lacey sewer infrastructure, so we do not issue any permits for the wastewater lift station. It is strictly done through the city itself. Regarding, potential groundwater, the backup generator does have a fuel tank containment for, or containment, excuse me, for spill prevention. which is required by the critical areas ordinance. Ms. Tchaikovsky mentioned an integrated pest management plan that was developed through the plat itself and will incorporate all lots, but it's not included in this staff report. And that's really all I have at this time. The noise from the emergency generator is exempt based on the noise ordinance, and any emergency operation, which the generator would fall under, would be exempt.
Thank you for that. I don't have any other questions at this point. Thanks for being here in case any other questions come up. All right, with that, we're ready to hear from applicant representatives. If I could have whoever will speak first, please unmute and state and spell your name, give me your correct job title, and let me swear you in.
That'd be me. I'm Jason Kashani, K-A-S-H-A-N-I, utility engineer from the city of Lacey.
Thank you, sir, if I could swear you in. Do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you very much. Mr. Kashani, what testimony would you like to give?
You know, I mean, we're just trying to move forward with this special use permit so we can pick up our lift station and get it out of the way. I mean, originally we were actually planning on improving the lift station where it sat, just trying to bring it up to code, but we've been dealing with some capacity issues for growing basins. We wanted to address that, and it came to our attention that at some point in the future, there's going to be road punched through there. We're not sure exactly when, so we just wanted to be proactive and pick it up and get it out of the way now and work with the developer to procure one of their lots to be able to move it there. Wish we would have seen this ahead of time, because we could have probably put together our efforts and made this a little bit more streamlined, but we're here now.
Got it. So I didn't understand the site plan and did not see the existing lift station was that gray box on sheet one. So it's right there in the road for the preliminary plat, it looks like.
Well, no. So if we're looking at figure one of attachment E, that shows the overall plat. So I think what Heather was saying was that the little gray box, I mean, it is depicted very well there. It's actually right. It's accessed through the parking lot of the Pleasant Glade Elementary.
Okay.
But it's in that easement or future right of way, or maybe it's actually right of way now. But yeah, that's where the future road could potentially go. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about the road for the plat. I apologize for that. But yes, that's it.
Okay.
And it is also shown on figure two, but it's not, you know, doesn't show the continuous layout. So figure one is a pretty accurate depiction of the continuous layout.
So that existing station is going to be completely abandoned and its functions replaced in the proposed new location?
Yes.
Okay. I had a couple questions. There's some discussion about in the attachment H, which was the county's communication matrix, there was a discussion of a 9 foot tall light, a light being placed on a structure that's 9 feet tall, and it had to do with water communication, and I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, actually, throughout various locations of the city, we have, the way I understand it, some repeaters that pick up information from our water meters for every service and relays that information to a central location. I'm sorry if I don't understand the exact technical aspects of it, but that we do have a and it's from a third party that provides us those automatic meters. So we are relocating that with the lift station, because
Thank
the
you.
Current pole that it's on is actually going to be abandoned or removed.
Got it. Thank you. That helps. I did not understand, or I did not find a date of issuance on the DNS. Did I just miss it? I see a comment deadline, but I don't see a date of issuance on the DNS. Can you help me find one or tell me what day it was issued?
I would have to look that up.
It's at attachment K, just for the record.
The actual
DNS
determination.
Yeah.
So did we just not put a date on there?
Literally the only date I see on the DNS says that the comments must be submitted by May 3rd.
Okay.
So I feel I only have one page. So if there was a second page, then maybe it was on that second page.
So we're actually looking for the date of the determination?
Yeah, I'd like to be able to see what day the determination was issued from the document. I've never seen a DNS that didn't have an issuance date on it.
Yeah, I apologize. I would have to get back to you on
that's
that.
And that's fine. We can totally do that. If it may be that a second page is missing from this copy, and so that would explain it.
Yeah, because it does have the other comments from the Department
Correct.
Of Ecology and
Correct.
Okay.
So it's got one page of DNS and then it's got comments from Department of Ecology and then from, is it from ORCA?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Right. So if you have a more complete copy, if there's an additional page in the original, I would like to add that to the record just to have that.
Okay.
Just mostly for my curiosity. If there isn't, that's interesting, but it's not going to affect the outcome of the applications that are before me. I'm just trying to complete the record.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up and we can supplement that with the actual complete letter.
Great.
I apologize for that.
That's fine. Could somebody on your team walk me through the site plan and what is shown on figure one as the proposed improvements on the site plan?
Figure one back in attachment E?
Correct. Sorry to jump back and forth.
Oh, that's okay. So figure one, basically, most of our improvements are just going to be in lot one of that, the future plat for Pleasant Glade. Did you want to actually go over the improvements on that lot? Or?
Yeah, so I'm just trying to understand what all of the markings are saying. So obviously the hatched area that's a U shape around the perimeter, that's going to be the landscape buffer that's proposed.
Correct.
And then I'm wondering which one is supposed to be the parking space and what the other improvements represent, what the other marks represent.
Now there is that figure two, which actually shows a more zoomed in site plan of that Great. Area or even figure three. Did you want to take a look at either of those or?
Let me do that. Thank you.
Figure three might be a little bit easier to.
It is. You're right. And it has a legend that tells me what things are. So. Thank you for pointing it out.
Did you want me to go in any further detail or?
Yep. Could you just tell me what the above ground components are going to be?
So
which
we
have the above ground components.
The above ground components, I believe, are just going to be limited to the emergency backup generator. We do have a control cabinet, which will be covered by an awning as well. The site light, along with the pole that we discussed, I think these are two different components. And I believe that's, I mean, we do have maybe a backflow preventer with insulation around it that'll be a little bit above ground, and maybe some sort of utility transformer that's going to be coming from PSC. Everything else should be below ground.
Okay. So the site's going to, from standing from the future street of the plat, assuming approvals all and everything is built as currently contemplated, standing on the street and looking into the station, it's going to be mostly open space.
Right.
And I understood the request not to require landscaping across the front for safety purposes. Could I have some testimony about that?
I wonder if I should defer that to somebody more qualified, but I believe it's just to make sure that we are that none of the facility is being tampered with. We'll have a fence around the perimeter, but we want to make sure that nobody's getting in during normal business hours or even after hours and tampering with anything on the site. But it will be enclosed by a vinyl coated chain link fence, I believe, with a gate for access for our maintenance vehicles.
Great. And any other details about the, so I saw at attachment K, Orca submitted some concerns related to the generator, and I didn't know if anybody on your team had more responsive comments to those.
I'd be happy to defer to either Brian Shelby or Brandon. I believe that may be based on generators up beyond a certain size, and we may be below that. Would anybody care to comment on that, or is that sufficient?
I'd be happy to hear from somebody else about that if anybody has more details in response to the Orca's questions.
Brian or Brandon, either one of you would like to take that?
This is just the Orca comment letter attached to the DNS, and I'm just trying to make sure I understand what their concerns are and how they are addressed. Nobody wants to talk about that.
I can if we need.
Hi, could you introduce yourself for the record?
Yeah, Brian Casey, CASEY, consultant for the city of Lacey.
Do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you, sir. Can you tell me anything about what the Orca is talking about?
Yeah, we see this comment often. So it's related to the size of generator, as Jason mentioned. So basically we're less than half of that 500 horsepower is basically what they're looking at, is what they mentioned there. So it's, yeah, we're talking in kilowatts on generators, but basically we're about half of that limitation.
Okay. So presumably after receiving this, somebody at the city contacted them and told them that they could close this out based on their request that you would do that.
Presumably, yeah.
Thank you. I just was trying to make sure I understood it. I appreciate that, Mr. Casey.
I'm not sure if anybody has, but I will follow up with them and let them know. I thought that was just a pretty much a standard comment and just giving us a heads up that if it's bigger, then we need to start worrying about it. But
it sounds like you're not even coming close. So
nope.
I was going to ask the applicants the same question I asked Ms. Tchaikovsky regarding the landscaping variance. The criteria for variance require that the request for variance be based on a special circumstance inherent in the land. I didn't know if anybody from the city had any other comments to add on that question.
I don't want to misspeak, but I know we are kind of tight for space, but from what I understand in the plat, I mean, it feels like there is a 30-foot buffer around the plat anyways. So for the incompatible uses, we should be covered. And that actually may be shown as well on that same figure.
Proposed figure open space, yeah.
Three. It shows a 30-foot proposed open space right to the north of our site.
Yep.
So we do have a landscape buffer anyways, but it's hard to get, you know, with the size of the site that we still need for our improvements. I hope I'm not misspeaking on any of that.
No, thank you. So, and I, Variance criteria also require that the variance not be required based on actions by the applicant. So maybe more testimony about why this is the required location for this substation would be a good idea. Is there why this exact location was chosen, why it has to go here and not someplace else?
I think it largely came down to when we were at the mercy of the, you know, the developer's layout of the plat. And I think for consideration of our maintenance vehicles, we do have some pretty big vector trucks or pump trucks that need to access the site. And I think we thought that this lot was, lot one was one of the larger lots for us to situate our improvements on, and access for those vehicles was, out of all the lots available, that was the most, one that made the most sense.
That's helpful, thank you. Any other testimony anybody for the applicant wants to make at this point? Nope. All right. Anything else, Mr. Kashani, before I go for public comment?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Ms. Katie, can you help me find out if there's anybody in the meeting who wants to provide public comment on this matter?
Yes, we do have one member of the public in attendance, Doug. We could, would you like to raise your hand, Doug, if you'd like to testify? Otherwise, we could just promote him.
Right. Mr. Peel might be here for the next matter. We don't know. So.
I may be able to actually add something because I think we were talking about the comment from.
That's correct. 2A, the comment in the record.
Yeah. I think his. The way I understood his concern is he thought this was a new developer. He thought Jason Kashani was a developer trying to put install a new lift station. I did actually reach out to him prior to even going through this because we do have an easement for our force main and our gravity system actually going through one of his pieces of property. I thought he was mostly, his concerns were alleviated, but he amended his comment. So I don't know. I mean, it felt like his concerns were less, but they were still concerns nonetheless. But I mean, I feel like those concerns are, I mean, whatever concerns he has, there's an existing lift station there now. So I don't know how valid those concerns are. Again, though, this is a growing basin and we may be increasing the size of the wet well. And we do have to maintain our infrastructure, which means at some point we do have to upsize some of the utilities, but they're gonna be in place. So, I mean, I don't know if that gives you any more insight to his comment, but.
Regarding his comment, is there any expectation that this utility site will emit odors that can be detected offsite?
Not any more than it does now. I mean, we are aware of that situation and we always try to make sure everything is sealed. And I mean, there are no, you know, fluids exposed to the atmosphere unless we're actually maintaining the site, you know, at a specific time. But we have lift stations all over and we're pretty keen on making sure that we, that concern is always alleviated to the maximum extent feasible.
All right. So the only person in the meeting who is not a panelist is Doug Peel. And we did offer you an opportunity to testify in this matter if you'd like to. You would use the raise your hand button. So going once, going twice, any public comment on this City of Lacey facility? Doesn't look like we have any. So we'll close public comments. Let me just go and ask Ms. Tchaikovsky anything else for the record.
Yeah, I did look at the original submittals for the variance and the associated master applications, and there isn't the traditional project number with date stamp on any of those when they were taken in. So what I would be able to offer is I can either submit a screenshot of our database, which shows the project with the title and name and date that it was initiated, or I can send you the invoices, whatever seems to be most helpful.
Why don't we, if there is no other copy of an application with additional information, let's just drop it. Nobody is challenging that this is the application. I was just looking for a completed document, so.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't appear that was done, even originally.
Interesting, okay.
And I also do have the second sheet that Great. Was missing from the attachment for the determination of non-significance.
Great. What I will have you do, Mr. Kashani, is send that to Ms. Katie, and I'm going to ask her to add that in. So redo exhibit that attachment so that all the pages are there. That's attachment K. So that means we don't need to admit anything there. There was another document that was, TCC chapter 2112. Which we already admitted, or I admitted as attachment V. So that's the only outstanding document. Thanks, Ms. Katie. Any last comments from the applicant before we close?
Did you want the date of the determination?
Sure, yeah, you can tell me so it's not a secret.
Looks like it's April 19th of 2023.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And then if you send that to, Miss Katie, it will be it will replace the attachment K in the record now that lacks the date. Thank you. All right. Anything else at all from the city before we close the record? No. All right. Thanks very much, everybody. With the addition of that missing page to attachment K and the addition of TCC chapter 2112, the vested ordinance to which the project is vested. That will complete the record. So to quickly go over the post-hearing schedule I told you about at the top, I will hold this record open for 2 days. I know we're not expecting comments, but I treat all applications the same. So I will hold the record open through June 27 for post-hearing written public comment from folks who had technology reasons they could not participate. If we get none, the record will close on the 27th. And the 10 business day decision deadline is July the 12th. If we do receive timely post-hearing public comment from people who said they had technology reasons they could not participate, I would ask that to be forwarded as soon as possible to both staff and applicant. And then you would have 2 business days to respond, meaning your responses are due July 1, and the decision becomes due July 16. So I'm going to email that schedule to Ms. Katie. She will forward it to you so you have it in writing, and it will also be posted online. Thanks very much, everybody. I look forward to issuing you a timely decision in this application.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're adjourned in this matter.